CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
For goodness sakes, where have you been? You said we were all to get to bed early because we had such a long drive home tomorrow, and you wanted to be up at the crack of dawn.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
You said you were just going down Main Street to get cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that's all, but I ran into Melvin, who insisted on showing me all around his farm implement shop. Boy, I saw every tractor, every plow.
I don't know which one is Melvin.
Melvin, you know, short, bald, glasses, married to Hazel.
Hazel, which one is Hazel?
Tall.
Oh, I know. No, yes, I know, I know. Yeah, no, that's your second cousin,
you know. Yeah. Sat in front of us at the wedding Saturday with that hat, you know, with the big roses on it.
Yes, honestly, my head's in a whirl after a weekend of trying to keep dozens of your relatives straight up
boy.
Your pike
list. I couldn't keep them straight myself. It's been so long since I've seen most of them. Oh, golly, I'm sorry. Well, I tell you, I've had enough of family reunions to last me a long time.
No, hon, don't flop into that little rocking chair like that. It's obviously a family heirloom. Mr. Schrodinger, you might break it. And watch your cigarettes so the ashes don't go on the floor, dear, please.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, Mrs. Schrodinger was nice enough to put us up. Apparently, she didn't really want to, but she didn't want to be unneighborly.
It's the last time we go anywhere, whether it isn't a hotel or a motel.
I know, but...
farmed out by your relatives to some neighbor's house. And this Mrs. Schrodinger... Boy, she is a Lulu, isn't she?
Well, she's lived alone here for years. Here she's not used to people running in and out, and she's fussy about having everything just so. Did you get gas in the car?
Yeah. Oh, no, I never got it yet.
Honey.
That's really what I went out for. Well, I better go get it. If we leave at 5, there won't be anything open that early.
Try to be quiet going down the stairs till Mrs. Schrodinger went to bed at 9. Don't slam the door and wipe your feet when you come back in.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll be glad to get back home tomorrow.
No, I'll be glad you get back here tonight. Mrs. Schrodinger feels that all nice people go to bed at a decent hour, dear. Now, hurry up.
Paris, European capital of fashion and femininity, where women are dedicated to being desirable and appealing.
Paris, where the preferred deodorant among knowing women is new Eau de Rhône. Parisians have discovered that wonderful new Eau de Rhône forms a gentle, firm shield against odor-causing perspiration, gives you a clean, fresh feeling all day long. Eau de Rhône babies the skin, so mild it can't harm the finest fabric.
And now, important news. To introduce you to Paris's favorite deodorant, new Eau de Rhône is being offered at just half price. For a limited time only, save 50 cents on the $1 jar of Eau de Rhône cream. Or get new Eau de Rhône spray, also at half price. Look for the Eau de Rhône half price offer wherever deodorants are sold.
It couldn't possibly take an hour and a half to get gas in the car 2 blocks away, dear.
Yeah, I know. I ran into my cousin Norton. Seems that in addition to being the justice of the peace, Norton is also the postmaster. So I had to go in and look at the post office.
Now, look here. Something terrible has happened. Come here.
What?
Come here. Look at this bedside table. I just discovered it. I turned on the light to read, waiting for you to get back, and I saw this mark on the table. I nearly collapsed.
What? What mark? I don't see a darn thing.
Right here. This white mark.
Oh, yeah. Did we do it?
Yes. It comes from setting something hot on it.
Why?
And I remember that yesterday I tried out that little traveling electrical coil or whatever it is, you know, that we got that makes an individual cup of coffee.
I made it
in the top of the thermos because I didn't like to ask Mrs. Schrodinger for a cup and saucer.
Well, for pizza, didn't you set something under it?
Yes, I put some paper under it. Apparently it wasn't enough.
We'll have to tell Mrs. Schrodinger and pay for having it refinished. That shouldn't be too much of a job.
Why, you can't tell her.
Why?
She even pointed out this table to me. It belonged to her mother. And she made a special point of how she's never had to do anything to it. It's just as lovely as when her mother bought it 85 years ago or something. I don't know.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that we have to do something about it tonight.
Tonight?
Yes, tonight.
Well, we couldn't even buy anything to polish it with. They roll up the streets in this place at 9 o'clock.
We're leaving in the morning, dear. Now, this is my idea. Get undressed.
We'll get the lights off so she thinks we've gone to sleep, and then she'll go to sleep.
Well,
then you sneak downstairs to the kitchen and see if you can find some furniture polish.
Me? Why me?
Because if she should wake up, you can always say that, you know, you heard a noise and went downstairs to check.
Oh, boy.
Look, we have to do something to this table now. I am just frantic. Otherwise, it will reflect on your relatives who asked Mrs. Frutiger to put it up.
Well, I don't like things like this.
Well, neither do I think I like them, but Bobby pulled a stem off her cactus plant today, and Betsy, without asking, I was so mad at her, climbed up on this old pump organ in the parlor and pulled out all the stops and was playing away.
Well, for Pete's sake, she couldn't have heard it.
Well, that is not the point. Mrs. Frutiger didn't even want it touched. Now, on top of everything, we put a white mark on an antique table. Now, you have got to sneak downstairs and get some furniture polish.
Now, for Pete's sake, where does Sam Hill, does she keep things around?
Well, Mr. Piper!
Oh, golly. I'm sorry to wake you, Mrs. Frutiger.
Are you looking for something, Mr. Piper?
Well, yes, I was. I was looking for an apple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, apple. I always have an apple before I go to bed, and I thought maybe you wouldn't mind. I intended to pay you for it in the morning. And,
No, indeed, Mr. Piper. You're quite welcome to have an apple, but I don't keep them under my sink.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't know where to look, you know.
There's a whole old bowl of apples right on the table, Mr. Piper.
Oh, yes. Isn't that funny? I didn't even see them there right in front of my face, all those apples. I didn't even see them there.
Just a whole bowl, Mr. Piper. It's quite old.
Oh, no, thank you. No, one apple will be fine, that's all. It's a little one here. Thank you. Good night, Mrs. Frutiger, and thank you very much. I'm sorry to wake you like that. Good night.
Well, why didn't you tell her what we planned to say to her, that you thought you heard a noise and went downstairs to check?
Because I was obviously looking for something under the kitchen sink.
Did you find the furniture polish?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. While you were gone, I suddenly remembered what Aunt Effie used one time on our dining room table. A mixture of olive oil and ashes. We had a big white mark in some hot dish, and Aunt Effie got it off with that.
Look, to begin with, we don't have any olive oil, and I will break the news gently. I am not creeping downstairs again.
Well, I will go. I haven't the nerve to tell her about this table. We have to do something about it. Now turn off the light again, so she thinks we've gone to sleep. I will wait a while, and then I'll go on down.
Look, I just hate this sort of thing.
Well, do you think I like it?
I'd rather do anything than have to tell her that we have marred her mother's antique table. I'll smoke a cigarette so we have some ashes to mix with the olive oil that I hope I find.
Oh, honestly, where in the world did you keep things in this pantry? Oh.
Here it is. Thanks,
Mrs. Piper.
Oh, dear. Mrs. Frutiger, I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean to wake you.
I don't sleep very soundly anyway.
Well, I didn't want to wake you. I just came down to the kitchen to get this olive oil. I hope you don't mind.
Olive oil?
Yes. I didn't think you'd mind if my husband just has a little. He always puts some olive oil on the apples.
Olive oil? Yes. On apples?
Yes. My husband's quite a gourmet. He has a lot of little special delicacies that he insists on, you know, and it's just... It's an old Babylonian custom that's supposed to prevent... rheumatism, Mrs.
Olive oil and apples?
Yes. I think it's silly, but you know how men are. Maybe he is right, you know. You don't mind if we borrow a little olive oil. I mean, just a spoonful, that's all.
It's quite all right.
And we'll be leaving about 5 in the morning, but don't you get up, Mrs. Frutiger. Now, once again, I want to say thank you for your hospitality.
I always get up early, Mrs. Piper. Yes, I'll be up to say goodbye.
Well, now, that isn't at all necessary, Mrs. Frutiger, really.
I will be up at 5, Mrs. Piper.
to say goodbye.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. CBS Radio has been mentioning, with pardonable pride and perhaps some degree of frequency these days, a roster of top stars heard here every weekday. Included in the good group, all together at one convenient time of your weekday, are the brand new Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney Show, Arthur Godfrey Time, Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby, and Art Linkletter's House Party. It's certainly great having Bing and Rosie back on CBS Radio. Gary Moore, too. As for Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter, well, they never left home. You don't have to either to enjoy any or all of them all together on CBS Radio. Bing and Rosie, Gary Moore, Arthur Godfrey, and Art Linkletter. No wonder there's more and more agreement as more and more listen that CBS Radio is the only radio still presenting show business, and plenty of it, when the network's on your station and the station's affiliated with CBS Radio.
All right, come on. It's your turn to rub the table. My arm is so tired.
Oh.
Here, come on, come on.
All right, look, are we going to keep up this relay business all night? It's after 2 o'clock.
Well, at least we're accomplishing something. Look at the table. The white mark is almost gone, thank heaven. I'll mix one more tiny batch of olive oil and cigarette ashes. It ought to do the trick. What are you doing? Close the door and fix the towel along the bottom so Mrs. Frutiger doesn't see the light.
Turn off the light. Turn off the light. Hurry up, quick.
What's this?
I thought I heard footsteps.
Go out in the hall. Stay back.
Get back, will you?
Careful. Close the door quietly. Close the glass.
All right. Mrs. Frutiger is awake, dear. In fact, she is all dressed and sitting downstairs in the parlor, rocking back and forth, knitting, and waiting for us to get out of here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Why would she get dressed and sit up all night?
Why? Well, with all the nutty stories we've told her, she probably thinks we're a couple of city slickers who are really trying to make off with the silver tea service.
Oh, dear, maybe I better go down and tell her the truth. The table looks pretty good now. Maybe
well, whatever mind. You told her now, she wouldn't believe anyhow.
And if I was only trying to avoid upsetting her by not telling her about the table, and she would have been terribly upset.
Yeah, I know, as usual, when you try to do the right thing.
Yes.
Oh, well, at least let's get the table finished. Boy, I never knew olive oil and ashes took off white heat marks.
Yes, Aunt Effie told me about it.
What? Just wondering, you know, if every day now Mrs. Frutiger will eat olive oil and on an apple to prevent rheumatism. You and your Babylonian customs.
I don't know why I said it. Just came into my mind like nothing. Oh, dear, I guess she'll be glad to see the last of us, and I can't say I blame her. We'll send her a nice present when we get home.
Yeah. What's that table look like now?
One little spot. Keep rubbing. I'm sorry, dear, but you have to rub slowly or gently or it scratches the table.
Yeah. Boy, you know, if anybody could see us, I think we were slightly touched. Crouching over a hideous Victorian table at 2 o'clock in the morning, reeking of olive oil.
Keep rubbing, dear. Slowly and gently, keep rubbing.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, semi-live radio of yesteryear. Carol Hartman, thank you.